a new day on 94.9. WSJM. It's the best way to get your day started.
8:11 on the Moody of the Morning Show. This is Tuesday, December 18th, 2018. T-minus 1 week and counting until Christmas. And in the house with us to do a little living gracefully this morning, Mr. Todd Dougherty from Woodland Terrace. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Pat.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
This will be our last show for 2018.
I know. It's hard to believe.
Unless, of course, you want to come in and do one on Christmas Day and on New Year's Day.
No.
I don't
like
maybe
4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Really? That might be more like it. Well, as we head into the holiday, it's a critical time of year for many, many families, you know, because folks are getting together sometimes for the first time in a long time, and everybody's comparing notes, and everybody's being super critical and, and everything else. And it's just a good idea to kind of review some of the things that we've talked about over the last few weeks here to take a look at how you can, capitalize on the holiday, but also enjoy it.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a great time because often we're getting together with family that's out of town. We're seeing parents or siblings are seeing parents for the first time in a while. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a really good time for us to have conversations about kind of where we go forward for the future. And we've talked about this before, the more proactive we can have those conversations, meaning there's not a crisis.
Right.
Like it's just casual, fun conversation around the Christmas table.
Exactly. As opposed to just emergencies, you know.
Yes.
Nobody wants that.
Because we all want, I want my life to unfold the way I want my life to unfold. So the more proactively I can have those conversations with my nieces and nephews or who are probably going to be the ones stuck taking care of me or helping me make those decisions.
Yep.
The more proactively I can have those conversations with them, the more likely I'm actually going to get
exactly what you want.
What I want.
Or yes. At least close to what you want.
Right, exactly.
Or remotely close to what you want.
Or maybe something similar to what I want.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but as you say, your chances are greatly enhanced if at least you have the opportunity to voice those wishes.
Very true. And I also think that multiple minds working together on a solution or brainstorming things, we can come up with much better ideas than if one person is making that decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that we have, over a period of time, we've tried to figure out how to help my parents in different ways, either, you know, bringing people into their house, but people don't like other people in their house necessarily. So it's kind of hard to get them to agree. But, you know, over time, we've gotten someone comes in and cleans my mom's house for her. So that takes something significantly off her plate. There's someone that comes and does their yard now for them. There's someone that comes and does a snow removal for them. You know, it's not necessarily just someone coming into your home providing care for you.
Right.
Those are indirectly ways of also providing care for you or,
exactly.
or eliminating those things from your list of things to have to do.
Exactly.
To make your life around the house easier. And, you know, I think sometimes our parents may need us to give them permission because I think it's to some people it seems a little gluttonous to have someone to come in and clean your house for you. Like if I'm capable of doing why am I paying someone to do it?
Yeah.
But it's really allowing you to do other things that you need to do and
spend your time doing things that are something more enjoyable rather than the tasks that others can do more easily and more quickly and everything else.
Yes. So the holidays are a great time because it's a time that we're together. It's a time that we're, especially if we have family that's from out of town, if we're all together, it's just an opportunity for us to have those conversations as proactively as possible. Under our resource guide, there's several, I've kind of left some of the more important things we've talked about over the last few months on there just so mm-hmm. people can access them more readily. There is a great article on there. It's just basically a wellness check on your family over the holidays. And it's different things to look for when you're at your family's house. A lot of things that people struggle with, the older we get, the things we struggle with, that we see people struggling with more is, taking medications correctly,
mm-hmm.
Making sure that people are eating correctly. So really kind of paying attention to those things to see if there's any way that we can help, to give the person, without invading their space as much as possible, but, whether it be someone setting up medications for someone once a week. My mom had surgery a couple of weeks ago. She had a knee replacement.
Yeah.
And so we realized very quickly that she should have gone to rehab afterwards instead of home.
Yeah.
And so we all were kind of, quickly trying to jump in and help, not having planned ahead real well. And one of the things we realized that my dad wasn't taking his medications the way he should have. So my sister jumped in very quickly. And so she started setting up their medications for them.
Yeah.
And
well,
it was
my wife did that for her parents as well. She would set up all the, you know, for the whole week. Here it is. It's all laid out for you.
And then it was easier for my mom to follow up with my dad to make sure he had taken his medications. It was a lot harder for her to make sure that the right medications were being dispensed at the right time and that he was also taking them. But my sister just setting those up for them, it made it a lot easier that week. So just those little things that you can kind of pay attention to when you're at some, when you're at your loved one's house.
Yeah. Well, another thing, you know, we've talked about before is, you know, keep an eye out for what might be physical barriers or trip points or things like that. You've talked several times about your mom and her love for area rugs and how you really need to make sure those things are well anchored and not trip points and, you know, maybe limit them and so forth.
So all of those are really important. So rugs are a big thing. So the first thing the physical therapist said to my mom when they came into her house was, you need to get rid of those rugs in your hallway. Those are trip hazards.
Yeah.
So it's being mindful, you know, rugs are huge trip hazards.
Well, you know, they're a trip hazard for anybody, let alone somebody who's doing rehab and trying to hobble around on crutches or a walker or whatever.
But even eliminating some furniture or moving furniture around.
Right. Just to make it easier to navigate.
Yep. To make those pathways through the house just
wider.
Less obstructed.
Yes, exactly. So those are things that you can keep an eye out for. And there's a lot of this information, as you said, you know, in the under the resource tab for woodlandterrace.com. And it's great to have those resources at hand to be able to refer to because, you know, we can talk about them and then you go off and you forget about them. And it might not be a bad idea to go ahead and bring them up while you're talking with your siblings and say, see, here, you know, it's not just me saying this. The experts are telling us these are the things we need to watch for.
It is. There's another one that's actually the ARP put out, and it is called Prepare to Care, a Planning Guide for Families. It is a great conversation piece for siblings or those that are going to be the caretakers or that could be the caretakers of really helping you develop a really good, solid plan and then having a conversation with whoever it is that may be requiring the caregiving either now or in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an actual really thorough piece that really talks through how to have that conversation as siblings or caretakers, and then how to be very mindful and respectful in having that conversation, whether it be your parents, aunt and uncle, friends, neighbors. And so it's a pretty extensive tool that we still have the link on there too.
As you say, mindful and respectful as opposed to confrontational and
it's hard. So I've realized,
well, sure.
So we're in the process of remodeling the first floor of our house and it has now been 4 months and I realized how much I like routine and I don't like things
and
to change.
And disruption.
And I'm 46, so it's only progressively I'm going to become more entrenched in my ways. So I think to be very respectful of someone I think that it's so important that change is hard if it's not proactively coming from the person themselves. So just be respectful of that.
Good point. I know you have another item under the resource tab that you wanted to continue to keep out there and share because it's critical at this time for families to talk about the prevention of elder abuse.
Yeah, so I think that's extremely important. There's all different levels of how people are taken care of. And there's more scams out there that are impacting all of us, not just as we get older.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, the number of phone calls that I get on my cell phone that are from
Well, they're trying to scam us on Netflix now, saying,
totally.
Oh, we need your information once again. No, you don't. Stop trying to steal my identity.
So it's important, I think, to stay on top of what the different scams are, make sure we're sharing those with each other, with our families. Just being very mindful of that. And again, I think we kind of talked to that last week, but having those conversations about, you know, if someone's calling to my parents, if someone's calling you and saying that it's your grandson and he's in trouble, he doesn't want us to know or his parents to know, it's okay to call it.
To
proactively have those conversations, though, that, you know, so Terry should never be calling you asking you for money, mom. So if he is... Raise a red flag.
Exactly.
But knowing that people, you know, we care about our family, we want to do what's right for them and help them. So making sure we're having those conversations about what those different things are.
Sometimes it might be as simple as, pretend that you're busy and say, can I give you a call right back? Because, you know, most of the time you probably already know your grandson's number.
Yes.
Right? Yep. So, you know, and because if they're you know, scamming you, no way they're going to, no, I can't, you know. Yep. So don't buy it.
Yep. And the truth is, if they're truly in trouble and they're someplace like jail or wherever, there will be a number that you can call them back on.
For the jail. Yep. Just call the jail and let me talk to my grandson, John Doe. You know. So, we don't have anybody here by that name. Good advice all the way around. And again, you can find all those and a whole lot more under the resource tab at woodlandterrace.com, which is where you'll also be able to find out about Todd and his family's outstanding resources of a physical nature, of a place to stay and call home.
Information for all three campuses are there for Bridgman, Coloma, and Niles. There are contact forms you can fill out that will go to all three campuses or the individual campuses, depending on what you choose. You can call any of the campuses, and you really can stop in anytime. Day or night, weekend.
Say hi. Say, hey, give me a tour.
Yes.
All right. Todd Dougherty, living gracefully with us this morning. My friend, thank you very much, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll see you in 2019.
Thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you.